Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights. This is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We got to catch up with the one and only Jesse James Dupree as we get ready for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. This interview aired on Tuesday, August 4th. Here we go. Well, it has been way too long since tonight's special guest joined us, but what better reason to welcome him to the show than the fact that we're getting ready for the biggest party of the year, the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally at Full Throttle Saloon. Jesse James Dupree, man, thank you so much for being here.
The Full Throttle Saloon's Pappy Hoyle Campground, the damnedest party ever. Bigger than life and twice as much fun as anywhere, I guarantee it. And if you can't imagine, just not only is it a party, but it's in the middle of the Black Hills of South Dakota, you know, right here at the base of the sacred Native American mountain called Bear Butte. And legend has it that Crazy Horse went up to the top of Bear Butte and meditated before he kicked Custer's ass. I mean, but the Native Americans feel that mountain, Bear Butte, and I invite everyone to go Google Bear Butte on your internets. And it looks, if you look at the silhouette, it looks like a pregnant lady laying on her back. You can see the baby bump in the breast and her little head. And that explains why 9 months after Sturgis every year, there's a baby boom. And I mean, because they all kind of no good going on out here. We got the Olympic size swimming pool. We've got Harley Davidson that's set up here doing all their demo rides, free Harley Davidson tattoos, free Harley Davidson barbershop, free Harley Davidson pinstriping. Of course, you get your hog pin, and then we're giving away a Harley Davidson, during the event. And for anybody that went out to the Harley Davidson dealership, because dealerships all across the country are participating. You go in, you scan the QR code, you win trips, guitars, motorcycles, all kind of cool stuff. But the biggest thing is that we got a great lineup. We got Blackberry Smoke. We love those guys.
Amazing. Yes.
And then Charlie and the guys. I'm so glad this will be a family reunion with them. We got Sammy Hagar.
A little
entrepreneur himself. That's everything from tequila and rum, and we're going to be featuring all of Sammy's products out here. And of course, Sammy's bringing Joe Satriani and the whole. So it's the best of both worlds tour.
I was going to ask you because I know it said Sammy Hagar and friends, and so I was curious who those friends are.
It's the best of both worlds. No, they flipped it. He got more. Yeah. The more excited he got about it, he said, "No, I'm bringing the best of both worlds tour." So he's coming with that on that's coming in on the Saturday night. Sunday night's Jamie Johnson, get your country on. Monday night, we're doing a Harley Davidson big dealer event here and giving away the Harley Rolling Sturgis motorcycle. And then on Tuesday, we got Miranda Lambert. She's kind of easy on the eyes, so we're excited about her.
That's right.
And you know what? I'm proud of Miranda because she's coming in a day early because she wants to experience the rally. And then on Wednesday, Rob Zombie. And then Jackal on Thursday, and Jackal's on Thursday with Tim Montana.
Yep, that's right.
Little fella, Tim Montana, who happens to be all over the place doing all kind of amazing things. And we got Danny the Count from the TV show Counting Cars, his band Count 77. And then Insane Clown Posse on Friday. So it's the most well-rounded lineup we got. And on top of everything, a lot of people, anyone out there listening, you may not realize this. But Brother Chuck Armstrong, he's a legend in these Black Hills because your big flagship station, one of your mainstays up here in the Black Hills, and they are so primed and pumped. I mean, we said, hey, we got Sammy Hagar. They go, oh, that's cool. We got Rob Zombie. Oh, that's cool. Miranda Lambert. Oh, they're great. We got Chuck Armstrong coming in. What? I mean, they were like, what? So we said, yeah, but they said 2 years in a row. So they're excited.
That's
about
right.
It.
Yeah. We got to give a shout out to 95.1 K Sky, man. I always love seeing them and it's going to be fun having a reunion with them at the Full Throttle Saloon, man. But yeah, I mean, you go through that lineup, there's no reason not to be at the Full Throttle Saloon. I mean, it's a nonstop party.
It's the last fantasy island for adults. Whether you ride a motorcycle or not, it doesn't matter. When you get on the property between the Olympic size pool, all the bands that are playing and just all the crazy stuff. We got Mama Tried. Now, Mama Tried, these vintage group, these guys that just, the gurus that love vintage motorcycles, but they're coming in with their chopper shows and stuff. And they do these boonie bike races and hill climbs and I mean, there's never a shortage of things to see, and right. including Chuck Armstrong at the pool wearing a red thong and Viking horns. Now, if you haven't seen that, that's worth the drive up here as well. But yeah, everybody needs to come on. It's not too late to jump into the 80s. This is 86 years this event's been going on. That's now, I don't know how many years Coachella's been going on. I don't know how many years any of these other big festivals that, with all due respect, you know, that they do a great job, you know, and they all do a great job with their festivals. But 86 years, I mean, hide and watch. Come on.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, and I love doing all of this at Full Throttle, too, because like you said at the very start, it's not just the saloon, it's the Pappy Hoyle Campground. And as you have explained and celebrated so often, I mean, there's no Sturgis without Pappy. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pappy Hoyle started the rally 86 years ago. He had a little motorcycle dealership here in town, and he thought, how am I going to drum up some business? So he started hosting a picnic. Once a year, he'd have a Pappy Hoyle picnic, and they would all get together and eat a sandwich and try to climb up the side of a hill. And it grew into what's the most prestigious gathering of people that just love a damn good time. And we work with the family for Pappy Hoyle. That's why we've named the campground out of tribute to the legend. And I appreciate you bringing that up, because it really, I mean, this country is so rich with history. And when you get out here, whether it be Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse. Now, Crazy Horse, there's a monument. You could put Mount Rushmore in Crazy Horse's ear, okay? And then you got the Badlands. You've got Deadwood, where the Gold Rush started. There's tunnels all underneath Deadwood where the Chinese used to live, the Chinese that built the railroads. I mean, there's so much history here. And then the party that's going on top of all of it. So I can't stress it enough. And then, of course, Harley-Davidson giving away all these motorcycles and trips and cool and $5,000 gift cards. I encourage everyone to go by your local Harley-Davidson dealership, scan that QR code, and register, because you could win $5,000. I mean, matter of fact, for the Sturgis campaign, we're giving away two $5,000 gift cards. And, you know, so there's just so many reasons why you don't want to miss this. And if it's something that I've ever based this to be my New Year's Eve, I mean, Dick Clark didn't own New Year's Eve, but you thought he did.
That's right. Yeah.
And so as far as I'm concerned, the Full Throttle Saloon Pappy Hoyle Campground, we own this event. And there'll be 700,000 people show up here.
Yeah, no, it's there's nothing like it. And I remember the first time I went, you know, several years ago, there was no way I could get ready for it. And there was no way anybody could describe it to me. And then I experienced it and I got it. And so I came back and I'm coming back this year, man. And I cannot wait.
Well, I mean, this does is just keep your calendar full, because I mean, you're over at Ozzy's thing when it was going on, in England, you're down at Rocklahoma this year. Those guys throw a great party. You're at every major event. So the fact that you're making time for us and putting us in that schedule, we appreciate it. Folks, seriously, come join Chuck. Bring your red thongs and your Viking horns, and we'll have a big day at the pool. And we got all kinds of no good going on up here, and it's definitely something I'm proud to invite you to be part of. The Jackal Night on the Thursday night is always special. This year, Chuck, I want to share something with you. This year is the 25th anniversary of 9/11.
Right.
And with all the world moving as fast as it is and all the polarized BS news that's out there and people choosing sides between Democrats and Republicans and whatever, you know, this event celebrates Americans. And 9/11 was a day that it's a solemn day, but it's a very serious day because it bonded everyone. And we lost a lot of people and first responders. We're this year on Jackal Night, the Thursday night coming up of this rally. I'm going to have Tim Duffy on stage with us. Tim Duffy, he was a New York firefighter. He rode his motorcycle home from work, and he worked overnight. He rode home. He got home and he found out the trade centers had been hit. In his fireman's gear, he jumped on his Harley Davidson, and he rode back into 9/11. And when you hear his story, it's amazing. He rode his motorcycle into a 5-star hotel that had been evacuated. And he rode his Harley and he put it up against the counter, the check-in counter, because the hotel had been evacuated. He rode it into the lobby and parked it there. Yeah. And he got off and he was running to the door and he looked back at his motorcycle because he thought he may never see it again. Mm. And And there was a gentleman that he was handling the evacuation. He saw what had happened, and the guy went over and jerked these huge velour curtains off of the hotel windows, and he covered up Tim's bike. And Tim ended up getting buried. Thankfully he lived, but he got buried in the North Tower saving people. They got him out, and he's going to be with us on stage as we pay tribute to the victims of 9/11 and salute the first responders. Yeah. And Harley Davidson got a hold of his motorcycle and completely rebuilt it. And we're going to have it on stage with us, and we're going to share everybody and celebrate Tim and the hero that he is. So it's an emotional thing for me because I love the guy. He's done so much. He's raised so much money for first responders and veterans and such. So we're proud to have. So don't miss it, folks. But thank you for letting me get on here and invite everybody out, Chuck.
Dude, Jesse, it's always a pleasure to have you, man. I know we could chat for a few hours, but yeah, I cannot wait for this. You can still get tickets, right, for all these shows. Get everything you need at fullthrottlesaloon.com.
Yeah, fullthrottlesaloon.com or just fullthrottleevents.com. Either one. If you want to make your reservations to stay with us, it's Pappy Hoyle Campground, PAPPYHOEL campground.com. And you can also upgrade your tickets for the concert. If you stay here with us, you get into the concerts as part of the package, or you can upgrade to the bridge. We have these massive 100-year-old bridges that are out around the concert area. This is one of the most unique, badass venues in the country, in the world.
Absolutely.
So thank you. I love you, man. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of days. You be safe. And folks, turn that knob wide ass open because it is Loudwire Nights. And that means it's required that you turn it wide ass open and go and just break it off because you got it dialed right here into Brother Chuck Armstrong on Loudwire Nights. Pow!
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.